It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor. All right, Billy. And me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. There we go with that laugh again. And featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. You, welcome, and we'll have more on your company later. Welcome to the show. Hi, folks. Welcome here to Fox Sports New Jersey. We're thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And for you guys listening out there, all the hundreds of people listening, we want you guys to be part of the show. So we do have a hotline. The studio hotline number is 732-545-9282. Again, that's 732-545-9282. You guys call in, whatever topic you want to talk about, throw it out there. Okay? We're ready to go. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sunday. What an incredible sports day. Hi, Billy. How you?
How are you?
Okay. Hi, Billy. How
hey,
we
how
doing?
How are
you?
What a great Saturday. Great games. Baseball, college football, and hockey. And we had what a great Saturday it was. All kinds of sports.
It is like the greatest sports time of year for all of us jocks, right? We're going to break down college a little later, go over the NFL schedule. But we've got to talk, especially here in New York, we've got to talk baseball. And since our special guest has now joined us, we are going to talk baseball with a very big sports fan and knows his stuff. A gentleman, the star of the – he heard this a million times – star of the Sopranos. There we go. All right. We got a little background music for you. Oh, I love that song. And also star of Blue Bloods as well and a million other projects. Ladies and gentlemen, we are thrilled to have Mr. Steve Sharippa. Steve.
Hey, how are you? How you guys doing? Listen, I got a really bad connection here.
Okay, we're going to try.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, we're going to try and clear it up as we go along.
Is this a real radio station?
We got
some bootleg thing going on.
We've got
You've been haunting me for months. Jesus Christ.
I know, Steve.
My God, Billy, how do you put up with this guy? Holy crap.
Here we go.
I almost can't believe it. This guy's like a bad rash. He don't go away.
I couldn't agree more, Steve.
Oh,
I could have an easier time getting rid of herpes than this guy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun.
My goodness, but I got a bad connection. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear us now? We're trying to clear it up a little better?
Not so good, but we could try. All right, buddy.
Oh, okay. Anyway, thanks, man. I know. I just wanted to make sure you were going to be awake and around on Sunday.
I'm around.
Okay, good. And, you know, we've got Billy Taylor here. You remember Billy back in our
draft
days?
Yes, I love Billy.
Billy is the best. And You Coffee is our sponsor. You Coffee Sports Collectibles, he's joining us as well. So,
What do I care about your sponsor? What's that got to do with me, Jim?
Well, he's got some sauce he wants to try and peddle on you.
Thanks, Steve.
Hello, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Steve, we start out, obviously, we know baseball, Yankees, but the Yankees and Mets right now. It's unbelievable what's happening here in New York.
No, it sure is. I mean, very exciting time, you know. And even though I'm a diehard Yankee fan, I don't hate the Mets.
Right, me too.
So I'm rooting for the Mets, too. I would love to see a Subway Series, but, you know, Yankees didn't look great in the last... In the last series. So hopefully they come alive here. I'm hoping on Monday, and we get through the Guardians. You know, Mets look good. They got their hands full with the Dodgers, but I think it's a great time for New York sports right now. You know,
and actually all the games, the series turned out really good. I caught the end of the Guardians Tigers yesterday. This guy Lane Thomas, I guess, hit a grand slam home run to help the Guardians move on. It was amazing. You know, I don't know what's better for us Yankee fans, the Tigers or the Guardians. I'm not sure.
You know, I would have liked to see them play the Tigers.
Yeah.
You know, and the Tigers did well, so they're an exciting young team. But hey, let's see what happens. We're gonna play hard, and I believe the Yankees will be in the World Series.
Yeah, I think it's finally time. I guess 2009 was the last one, right? You, Billy?
Yeah, last one we won was 2009 for the Yankees.
Yeah, 2009, that was the last time. But what I wanted to ask you, Steve, and Steve, it's always good to see you and hear from you. I know you've been a Yankee fan for a long time, but what do you think is going to take? Because they've been relying on the home run ball for a long time, and I think that hurts them. But when they bring in this guy Soto, he comes through with key clutch hits, and I think that might be the difference between them getting to the World Series against maybe the Dodgers or the Mets, and I think that's going to be something for us to look forward to.
I think everybody's got to start hitting, though. I mean, we can't just rely on Judge and Soto, you know. I mean, the other guy's got to start coming alive a little bit, you know. Verdugo, Volpe, you know, we got to come alive a little bit if we're gonna get into the World Series and win the World Series. Austin Wells, they got to start hitting, man. You know, they have to start hitting. They can't rely on just Judge and Soto.
Yeah, and Jazz Chisholm, like he talked a lot of crap before the Royals game series, and he didn't do very well. Like if you're gonna talk like that, you have to be able to back it up and hit the ball.
That was a mistake he made there.
Yeah,
you know, by saying they got lucky, and they were all over his ass.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Didn't they move Chisholm to down the lineup a little bit too? I think.
Yeah, I think he's batting six now.
Six maybe. Wells and then him.
Oh, Stanton, then him.
Yeah, you know. I don't know if that's a good move for him with his leadoff ability.
Right, to Billy's point about the small ball, Jazz Chisholm gives you that kind of small ball where, you know, you can bunt and run and speed. That helps with that. And like Soto, because Soto doesn't only hit the home run. He gets, like Billy said, singles, doubles. He just hits the ball.
Hey, Steve, and for me, it's been, how about Giancarlo? Finally stepping up.
Yeah, he finally came through. I mean, before that, he was an automatic out.
I know.
So he came through. Let's hope that continues, you know.
I know.
Good guy, plays hard, but he has been, he's been a disappointment for the Yankees. He's had a hard time staying on the field. So let's hope this is his time, you know.
Yeah, and it's funny. And so he turns around and has that really good series. And then, you know, now the Judge had a little bit of a shaky, you know.
Except for the last game, pretty shaky postseason.
Right. But, you know.
You know, I'm going to try calling you guys back. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm going to try calling you back.
Okay, you got it. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Okay. We're gonna work on that internally here and continue our rap with these games. So it is really exciting. We start with the Mets tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight the Mets versus Senga versus Flaherty.
Flaherty, that's right.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, it's a great matchup. You know,
absolutely.
You know, and who did we say for the Yankees tomorrow? Then, so it's Rodon or Schmidt.
Yeah, I think they're going to go with Rodon.
I would think Rodon first, right? Billy, did you hear any news on that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I heard Rodon, too. I did, but I don't, you know, I won't know until game time. I'm just happy that there's some stuff to be looking forward to besides just football, you know?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
You know what I like is baseball, usually they drag the stuff out to get to the weekends the most, but they haven't been dragging out these playoffs, which every day there's pretty much a game.
Oh, it's just
I do love that there's no dragging it out. It's like every day there's basically a baseball game.
It's been great.
Okay, he's back. Let's see. I switched.
Okay. All right. We think Steve Sciarupa is back with us. Steve, can you hear us better now, Steve?
No, I cannot.
Oh, boy.
I cannot hear you. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on. There's something wrong. It's not my line. I had my home phone, and now I'm doing my cell phone. Let's do the best we can, but okay. I can't hardly hear Billy. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're talking as we were waiting for the callback. We're talking about the Mets too. So the Mets are tonight, and they've got Senga pitching.
Yeah, right. Senga starts tonight.
Right, and against
Jack Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty for the Dodgers. So this is going to be a great matchup too, right?
Listen, the Mets are. You know, listen, the Mets are on a roll. Alonso got them sparked, you know.
Yeah.
And Lindor, and you know, listen, they could just keep on rolling here.
Billy and you guys also, Steve, we're about the same age over there, okay? So you grew up doing the same thing. You were a Yankee fan and Mets secondary, right?
No, I grew up a Mets fan.
Really?
And then I became a Yankee fan later in life.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I was a Mets fan for a long time, and I don't know, something switched me. I don't know what it was.
You got a little smarter, I get it.
I'm a Mets fan, I'm a Knicks fan,
yeah.
I'm a Ranger fan. I don't really follow football at all.
Yeah.
I like both the Jets and the Giants. That's it, man. You know,
I
don't really follow, but I'm probably one of the few guys in America that I don't follow football.
Yeah, that's pretty wild that you know, because I know I've seen you at so many of the Knicks games and Ranger games too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to the Knicks game tonight. I'm going to the preseason game tonight against Minnesota.
Against the T-Wolves.
You know, yeah. I just I don't know. I lost interest in football. I used to, when I was younger, I don't know what happened. I mean, I watched the Super Bowl and I watched the playoffs.
Right.
But otherwise, nah. You know, I don't know why.
Well, since we're talking about it, that was a nice pickup by the Knicks with picking up Cat, as they call him. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I mean, I think it was a good move. We finally got a real center. I mean, I think all the pieces of the puzzle are there, and they play hard. And if he stays healthy, I think they certainly got a shot to beat Boston and to really do something here. You know, the front office obviously wants to win bad,
right.
And they make some nice moves, you know?
Right. That and also and the Rangers started. Hockey started the other night, too.
Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah, they lost last night. Lost in overtime. Yeah.
How great is this sports time, though? It's just incredible, you know, right?
What's that?
I said it just the month of October for sports.
Oh, it's incredible. It's right. Everybody's playing. All things are going on.
I know.
You know, I'm still in baseball mode, though.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't get into basketball mode yet.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in baseball mode. I've been watching all the games, you know. Gotta love playoff baseball.
The games are so intense, right, Billy? Billy's here, too.
Oh, my
God.
Billy,
I almost heard you.
This is the best time of the year, Steve. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, it certainly is. The weather's nice. All kinds of sports going on. I mean, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Billy.
Steve, are you going to the Yankee games next couple of nights?
I'm looking to go Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
I may be there Tuesday. I was there last week. I was there Monday night when they lost, unfortunately. But, yeah.
Now you get that special rank and privilege. You get to bring Willie Boy with you over there, or what?
I did. Willie Boy came to one game.
He did.
Willie came to one game. I haven't brought him since.
Okay.
He don't like crowds, Willie.
He did.
Willie came to one game. I haven't brought him since.
Okay.
He don't like crowds, Willie.
Your Instagram video, Steve, are just legendary.
Willie will be on Blue Bloods.
Ah,
he's making his primetime debut on the 18th.
Oh, my God.
He's a special guest star on Blue Bloods next Friday night.
Oh, man, that's terrific. Does he get a credit on screen?
No, they wouldn't give him a credit. But believe me, it was a discussion and a fight. And CBS refused to give my dog a credit.
Did he have to become SAG or AFTRA? Did he have to?
No. He didn't speak. He didn't have a speaker.
Oh, okay, there you go. Hey, that's exciting, though. We were talking about the Blue Bloods because I'm a huge fan of it. You guys are just, the show has just been incredible, really. I mean, Sopranos, but Blue Bloods are more current. But what you guys picked up, it's like six more episodes this year, and then that's it? Or
eight more. There's eight more that are going to air. We shot them already.
Yeah.
We finished up in June. We shot them. There's eight more to air, and that's the end of it. You know, it was 14 seasons.
Wow.
I was on nine of those seasons.
Wow.
It's been a great run.
Wow.
Terrific show, terrific actors, and like all good things,
yeah,
it must come to an end.
Yeah, no, that's an incredible run for network television, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, Steve, that was great.
That's the only way you can look at it. You know, people are saying the only way you can look at it is an incredible run. You got to move on now.
Right.
Go on to the next thing, and it's been great. A great experience all the way around, you know.
Okay,
yeah, so, Steve, that's a great show, great run. My dad got me into that show. That's his favorite show. And I love the show, too. And you went from playing, mafia guy, Bacala, to Anthony, investigator, two different spectrums, one being the criminal, one getting rid of the criminals. You know, like, how was that going back and forth?
You know, I enjoyed playing Anthony. I enjoyed both roles, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I enjoyed playing Anthony. It was different for me. You know, I enjoyed that a lot. He was street smart,
right,
New York City cop. You shoot on the streets of New York. So I loved that. I also was on a series before Blue Bloods with Molly Ringwald, Secret Life of the American Teenager,
yes,
where I just played a suburban dad.
Yeah.
And I liked that also, you know.
Total change of pace.
So, it was a great run. A really, really great character. Acting was great. The writing was great. Just very lucky to be a part of it, you know. Part of three wonderful shows.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, we go on and on about The Sopranos, but being the Jersey boy that I am, knowing all those spots that you guys recorded these scenes at, just incredible. The acting, you guys were amazing. What a group.
Well, you know, the show is it's still going strong today. There's probably more people watching it now than watched it back then because of streaming.
Yeah, right.
And it streams all over the world, and a lot of younger people are watching it. They're too young. They were too young years ago, and now they're watching it now. And it's quite amazing, you know. We had a podcast talking Sopranos, which was very popular.
Yeah.
You could see it on Max.
Yes.
And a lot of people are watching the shows, watching the podcast. You know, people in their early 20s, late teens, they're watching it with their parents again. It's a show that I believe people will be watching 50 years from now, you know.
Yeah, and you all those royalty checks coming in every month.
not so great. But something comes in, but it's okay.
I lived up in Bergen County. I lived right up off Route 17. I used to pop into that Bada Bing over there, you know.
There you go.
Satin Dolls. It was Satin Dolls, actually.
Yeah, Satin Dolls, yes. So I heard.
But but Steve, I'm looking at my screen here. Last night, I was. You guys are doing this little conversations with the Sopranos thing with Michael and Vince.
Oh yeah. We have a live show. Me, Michael Imperioli, and Vinny Pastore.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for years.
Okay.
And we have a comic, Joey Cola, and
yes,
we answer questions. We show clips. We show slides. Q&A from the audience. It's a wonderful show. We're going to be, we're sold out in Montclair at the Wilmont Theater. It's sold out. But we have a show coming up in Patchogue, Long Island.
Yeah.
We're going to be there January 11th. We're going to be in Waterbury, Connecticut coming up, Wilmington, Delaware coming up. I think a few other spots. We're going to be up in Rhode Island, which is sold out already. But we got a bunch of shows coming.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Do you do a Q&A in that, too? People are able to ask questions?
We do a Q&A with the audience, and there's a meet and greet.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing it for a number of years. We sell out most theaters. It's, if you're a Soprano fan, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very loose, but, you know, you'll learn a lot. Things that you didn't know. We tell funny, real stories that happen. It's all comedy driven. We have a great comic, Joey Cola.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a good night. Good night.
Well, I've got tickets for the January 11th at the Wilmont. I'm going.
So beautiful.
I'm gonna annoy you for a month for that, Steve, too.
There you go.
Hey, Steve, I have to tell you, because, you know, obviously we know about you, and you're just such a great guy. But it's like, then you look at the Wikipedia, and you are, you Coffees over here, we were looking beforehand, and we're looking at some of the, I love your WWE stuff with the Dudley
Boys.
Oh, yeah.
How was it working with the Dudley Boys?
A lot of fun. You know, they asked me to do that, and I said, like, you know, sometimes there's things that you do, and you go, I'll never get a chance to do this again.
Right.
I might as well do it.
Right.
And I went down to Orlando, and we did that, and it was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. I remember that.
Yeah. And the guy told me we rehearsed it, so when you're running the ring, he said, you really better duck, because I'm really swinging.
Yeah. it is.
You know, wrestling's not so fake. People think it's fake. I mean, you get hurt.
No. Right.
Steve, the word is scripted. They don't like the F word. The word is scripted.
Are you kidding me?
Yo, it's true. I mean, there still has to be physical. Even though it's scripted, it still has to be performed.
Absolutely, you know, man.
Right. You know,
they're still putting their bodies on the line.
That ain't fake.
And then these guys that go up, who's the one guy when, you know, they go up the 20 levels on, they built up the stage.
Absolutely.
And then they dive off that thing? Come on.
That's kind of crazy. What you do, that hurts.
Absolutely.
Now you live.
It might be scripted, and you know the ending.
Right.
There's a good guy and a bad guy, but you still could get banged up in there.
No, 100%.
Now you're. Do you spend a lot of time? You have a home in California as well, Steve?
Yeah, I have a house in California, and I have a place in New York and Manhattan.
Yeah,
I go back and forth, and
great setup.
That's the story.
Good.
Hey, Steve. Say on the Sopranos. What's your favorite memory of James Gandolfini?
You know, Jim was a good friend, man, a really close friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot of laughs together. You know, we hung out a lot. You know, a lot of us did. A lot of us from the cast hung out, bounced around New York. We had a lot of fun. I remember... Jim read the ALS speech, the Lou Gehrig speech.
Yes.
And we all threw out the first pitch at the Yankee game.
Oh, nice.
And Steinbrenner invited us, and Jamie Lynn, who plays Meadow, sang the national anthem.
Oh, great.
We were in the dugout with the team, and Steinbrenner, we actually sat with him, and he gave us his box, and that was a really good day. Yeah, we brought our families. And
that's awesome.
You know, I talked to Steinbrenner for quite a long time.
Oh, really?
And I asked him about the Seinfeld stuff.
Yeah.
He was insulted. Yeah. He loved it, he said.
and that's Larry David was doing them, right?
Yeah.
Well, Larry David was the voice.
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
I mean, there's so many memories. But I saw Jim a month before he passed away.
Oh, God.
He had a party at his house.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of us were there. So, I got a lot of good memories.
I just to throw out a quick story about him, because he was up. I lived in Bergen County, as I mentioned, and it was up in Westwood, and he was from that area. And this is right at the beginning of The Sopranos, and you know, it was a little bar called Talk of the Town, popular place, but he used to go there. And you know, and I lived right by it. I walk in the place, and you know, again, Sopranos just started, and I got to, you know, and he was there. And it was kind of like, you know, he wasn't really everyone surrounding him at that point, but I kind of knew him, and we started BSing, and I could see he was just a great guy. And he bought around and everything.
A regular guy.
Exactly.
Regular
that's
guy
what he was. Right. Right.
Did you buy one back, Bill, again?
But, no, that's just great experiences, that kind of stuff, you know. And then you're so diversified. You even have your pasta sauce. Is that still out there? Or?
No, that went away. It was really good, but we kind of grew too fast. But I do have a kids' book, children's book coming out.
Yes.
About me and Willie Boy. That'll be out next year sometime. So I got that. I'm working on that as we speak. You know, we've got our book out. Woke up this morning.
Yes.
Me and Michael Imperioli.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a great book if you're a Soprano fan. And otherwise, I'm just kind of hanging out for the first time in like 25 years.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
I made a living for the last 24, 25 years.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm just hanging, and it's kind of by choice. And
yeah,
that's it.
And you get to go to all these sports games now, all at the Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I miss so much when you're working. You know, you can't make plans, so I kind of like it. You know,
right? You get to hang out with Spike Lee and all those guys, right? You know,
I don't know. I like Spike, but I don't hang out with him.
No. That's great, Steve. That's great.
I like Spike very much.
All right, so
we don't hang together.
No. We run a different group, right? Okay,
yeah.
So predictions. So what do you say? Yankees? You're going to say the Yankees and Mets, I would think, but
I'd love to see Yankees and Mets.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm not going to root against them.
Right.
Yankees, Mets, Knicks are going to go a long way. Rangers are going to go a long way.
I don't know.
And, who knows? I might be right. I don't know
how they did against the Guardians this year. Do any of you guys know?
Yeah,
I don't know how they did.
Yankees went 4-2 against the Guardians.
Hey, listen, I still call them the Indians.
I know.
About no Guardians.
I know.
Attaboy, Steve.
I know. That's a tough one. Exactly, you know. And
yeah.
you got the Commanders in the NFL, too, Steve. You know.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right, guys. Great talking to you, Jim.
Steve,
Billy,
really.
You.
I'm sorry,
Jim,
man.
Nice talking to you. And you guys be well and good luck, huh?
I'm sorry
you,
I was busting
Steve. Have a great day.
Take care, guys.
All right, thank you. Okay. Great, great stuff. Oh, listen to that music. Oh. Was that the greatest background music?
No, right?
All right, Steve Sharippa. All right. That was great, guys, right?
Absolutely. That was a great guest.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
All right, let's go to get to our commercials, and then we'll do a wrap-up of the rest of the sports in the world. We'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies, and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe Tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need Tissues. The amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol. The amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19, included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get Tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
And we are back, folks. It's the JT and the BT Express Show, all things sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. I'm here with Billy Taylor and You Coffee. I'm Jim Totten. How we doing? We got Jack behind the glass over there. Jack's had a rough weekend. He worked the whole Rutgers day on Saturday. Not a successful day, Jack. Sorry. Glass over there. Jack's had a rough weekend. He worked the whole Rutgers day on Saturday. Not a successful day, Jack. Sorry.
Sorry, Rutgers.
It was a great day.
Oh, well.
Look, yeah. We had close to 50,000 people in the
right.
stands.
There you
it
go.
Was a fun day. They're right. going to regroup. They're taking on UCLA
there
and then
go.
USC. So let's see what happens.
There you go. That's the attitude we like to hear.
We're going
to
beat California.
And it was actually the greatest fall day ever yesterday, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Here in New Jersey was incredible. Right, Billy, I'm sure you were out and about yesterday. Apple picking, Bill?
No, absolutely. I think this is a rarity for it to be this nice. I can remember when it was snowing back in October a few years back, but
right.
I'm just happy that this is happening. Maybe it's climate change.
I know.
Nothing's wrong, but it's
but
great.
You know, the Bears are beating Jaguars 21-10 in the third.
Okay. And we are getting an NFL update, a live London update. Bears 21-10 over the home team Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to wind up in London, man. They're going to wind up there, you know.
At least half the season, probably.
But Billy, you're right, though. Back to what you were saying. It's funny, though, this time of year. Everyone loves this time of year with the colors and everything.
100%.
But it definitely gets cold at night, though, when you wake up.
Yeah.
When you wake up, it's like, man, it's cold, you know. But other than that, though, yesterday was just one of those days, you know. So Steve Schirripa.
Really, well, especially with baseball doing what it's doing, because for the Mets and Dodgers to play, that's outstanding. And I think this is just an uplift for the game of baseball.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to say. Thanks again to Steve Schirripa. He was tremendous, and we all, you know, talked about that. Really, Steve, great guy, number one.
100%.
Incredible career going on there. But a little bit more about the baseball before we jump in. I want to get into a couple of those college games, too. But, right, the Yankees and the Mets, it's just here in New York, it's a buzz, right, guys? Everyone's getting crazy over this.
Yeah, and it's going to even ramp up now. They're both in the championship series. It's going to get even more crazy. And if they keep winning and they face each other,
yeah,
next week could be
Yeah, I don't
wild.
Want to go there yet.
That's not, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Championship series, you know, enjoy that.
Right, exactly.
Like, I love these when they play, I think, like, even tomorrow. I think the Mets are the 4 o'clock game.
Yeah,
and
they
the
are,
Yankees
yeah.
are 7:30, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I mean, how could you? You know, that's when you want it to be rainy and cold. I don't want it to be nice out because I want to sit my butt in front of the TV and watch these games, right?
Well, why can't you watch outside and be nice,
yeah.
Jim? Come on.
Well,
actually,
you know, that's funny. I actually brought, I have a nice deck, and I have a cable line out there, and I brought my spare TV out there over the weekend.
You have to. You
to
have
put the
to.
Game on, right?
It's too much beautiful weather.
And the cable line, it broke.
So of course, of course.
I had everything set up. I plug in the cable line, it's broken.
I got a problem, too. My cable doesn't work outside. That's another story for another day.
But at any rate, it's just really exciting having the Yankees. Well, is this the first time that they've both been in the playoffs together in how many? Not since 2000, right? That's when they played each other.
Since 2000, this is the first time.
That was when they played each other in a series, but they haven't been in the playoffs together either?
Well, I think this far.
Yeah.
This far. Yes, this far.
Right, besides that wild card.
Like the wild card or even the first round, right. But now they're both in the CS.
To
so
to this.
Right.
Amazing.
First time since 2009, yeah.
Now, does the rest of the country hate this? Two New York and an L.A. team?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Cleveland represents the heartland.
Well, everyone's rooting for Cleveland. The rest of the country, except for California and New York, is rooting for Cleveland.
Well, we're from here, so screw them.
Screw L.A. and screw Cleveland.
Hey, let me tell you, Billy, that Padre, I watched Game 5 of that Padres-Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, just so exciting, right?
But, you know, the thing about it is the Padres are good enough to represent anybody in the World Series. I was kind of, I was impressed with them totally. I really did. But you got to give, the credit to where it's due because I think they should be in the World Series. I like their talent. I like their players. And, that's why baseball is such a great sport.
Yeah, they've really come on, the Padres. And their fan base has become electric. You know, San Diego is just crazy over their Padres now. which is nice to see. That's so much fun. I love that stuff. I love seeing the fans when they get crazy like that, you know?
Yeah, well, they lost the Chargers, so now they all, I guess, rally around the Padres. I thought, to Billy's point, I think Dodgers were a better team, but the Padres were hotter, have probably a better hitting team, but they were hot. Yeah. They were pretty hot at the end of the year, like the Tigers.
Yeah.
They both were hot, so it's like, do you want to play the better team or the hotter team? That's right. Kind of the question that both New York teams had to answer.
Right.
Not that we matters what we want, but...
And back to the Mets, since they're tonight. I mean, you know, this run has been unbelievable. I mean, number one, the run since June 12th, whatever it is, best record in baseball.
But Grimace is the reason.
But then this playoff run since that Atlanta doubleheader has just been game after game, right?
Yeah, that was what I said beginning. It was BS that they had to do a doubleheader to get into the playoffs, right. But they got through it. And they actually have something going, like a magical season, whatever. I mean, I don't want to – hopefully the Yankees can get rid of that. But magical season, the Mets look like they – I think they're going to beat the Dodgers. And they do have like something going there for the Mets.
No, I agree. And, I mean, obviously I'm more of a Yankee fan than a Mets, but I'm okay with the Mets. I like that as well. But I have to admit, since the playoffs started – you know, the Mets run, like we said, the Yankees, gee, they got a little stale there. It was kind of like, nothing was really going on.
They just took care of business. Like, they just...
Yeah, they look like that corporate, the old image of the Yankees. It was, here's Stanton, here's this one doing this. And but then all of a sudden, it picked up those last couple of games against the Royals. And Giancarlo, just like Steve Sciarippa said, because I'm the same way, I've been very disappointed with Giancarlo as a Yankee. He just hasn't done it. Billy, what do you think about that?
Yeah, but see, this is why you get him for the playoffs right now. This is when you want him to step up. Because if you think about it, during the regular season, it's kind of blasé. I mean, the Yankees kind of like they just trip their way through. But then when the playoffs started, that's when I need people to up their level.
Right.
And I think Giancarlo and everyone has done so. I'm a little disappointed they're not hitting the ball as well as I think they should because I don't think you can get by with trying to hit the home run and as you get deeper into the playoffs.
Right.
Their pitching is going to have to come on strong. I think, you know, Cleveland is a tough out. They're not going to let the Yankees go easily, so they're going to have to really up their game and do some different things if they're going to be able to get to the World Series. We're talking about the Yankees against Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's really just – I think both matchups are going to be tremendous. So we've got a lot going on here, you know.
Champions Series, they should be tough matches, you know what I mean?
Before we get to our break, and then I'll be ready for some coffee at that point. But there's a couple of college – we got to go over some of those college games real quick last night.
Yeah,
my God, I watched that Oregon-Ohio State game. Absolute thriller. Right? Oregon won 32-31.
Yeah, 32-31.
Back and forth, up and down the field. They both played tremendously. Did either of you guys watch the game at all?
You know, Oregon has always had a good team because, you know, Bo Nix came out of there.
Right.
He's starting quarterback for Denver.
Right.
And they've got talent. I mean, they really, really do. They have great uniforms.
Yes.
And they have probably some of the best college uniforms ever.
I agree.
But one of the games I watched was USC and Penn State.
Yes.
And I was shocked that that was a good game. So college football is doing its part.
Yeah, but Penn State blew a 14-point lead, I think. I didn't see that part of the game.
Yep. Yep, but USC kept coming back, and it was a back and forth game. And I just, you know, they're two of the teams that have a chance later on in the season. It just depends if they can keep their record intact.
Yeah, I caught the end of it. USC kicked a long field goal to win it in overtime, right? So that was pretty exciting too. Then I did get a text from Mr. Coffee over here yesterday afternoon. It's like, hey, you see Bama. They were losing again to South Carolina, right?
Yeah, when I texted you that, they were losing. And I thought they were going to have another upset.
They won 27-25. Right. They're lucky they won.
They are lucky to win that game.
Yeah.
So that's why I texted you. I was like, wow, Bama can lose again, get upset again 2 weeks in a row, which would have been wonderful. But that Oregon-Ohio State game, I watched that. I watched the Randy game, and then I flipping around with the remote. There was a remote game yesterday. You had to watch. There were so many games to watch. You had to flip around, you know?
Right. I know. It was one of those.
How about the Oregon onside kick? They just kicked it right at the Oregon player. I mean, Ohio State player.
At the Ohio State player.
And they recovered it. Like, they just, I mean, that was some game. One point game.
Just a great back and forth game.
2-3, another hype like the Georgia-Alabama game a couple weeks ago. It did up to the hype. That was a great game.
Yeah. No, there was Tennessee-Florida was a good game.
Yeah.
That was another one. The Tennessee
won. How about LSU beating Ole Miss?
LSU against Ole Miss. Ole Miss was number 6 in the country.
All those Notre Dame fans that hate Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly won a big game on a Saturday night. I'm just saying.
He didn't do anything at Notre Dame.
Well, made him relevant. Christ. Let's not go there.
That's what I'm saying. There were so many games. You know, even Utah losing to Arizona State.
Yeah.
But they were a good team, too. That's, I mean, we're right in the middle of college football season now. So it's just great. I guess at Colorado, which I can't stand because I'm sorry, guys, but I cannot deal with Deion Sanders.
I can't believe get out, Jim.
I can't stand him.
Why?
They can't stand him.
Why?
Because he's full of it.
Go pray
to your God and all that, please.
Give me a break, Jim. Cut it out.
The loser. Yeah, good. I'm glad their team stinks. All right.
I can't wait to his nether champion, Jim. I'm going to
think it's time for a commercial.
And on that note, I think it is time for a commercial break because then we need some Java. Yeah. So we'll be right back, folks.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies, and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe Tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need Tissues, the amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol, the amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19. Included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get Tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
God needed that. Oh, we need a coffee break after that. And, gee, what time is it? It must be time for you coffees. Coffee. Whatever the hell it is.
That's called Coffee's Corner. Thank you, Jim.
Coffee's Corner. Sorry. I'm delirious.
All right, guys.
Anyway, you coffee. What do you got for us today?
All right, guys. I'm over here now. This is sponsored by Tissues. If you use tissues, you need tissues. A tissue box holder with the trash can attached. Anyway, right here. As you can see, if you're on Instagram or Facebook Live.
There you go. Put them right in the garbage.
Right in there. Get rid of them. Get rid of those germs. Now, over here at Kobe Sports Collectibles, we have our Monday through Friday auction still going. Follow us on Facebook. We put up an item signed by a player, coach, celebrity, whatnot. It could be wrestling. Could be UFC. Could be an actor or actress or anyone. Just follow us on Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook and just follow there. All the info is on there, how to participate in the auction. We also have this still going to 10% off for our listeners. All you have to do is when you purchase at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com, CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com,
okay.
CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com,
okay.
And if you put in the promo code EXPRESS for BTN Express Show.
All right. I like it.
You write in the word EXPRESS for the promo, and you get 10% off all our radio listeners. Get that.
All right. Nice deal.
So now we're grinding my gears, and I know we're in football, right. College football, NFL, right. And baseball playoffs.
All happening.
Right. But so hockey's starting now.
Oh.
But my Rangers, I'm trying to watch them, and for years now, I know it's been going on. Only Xfinity. Every other cable company has MSG. But Xfinity still hasn't had a deal.
Me too.
I gotta say it's Xfinity's fault because MSG is everywhere else. So whose fault could it be? But Xfinity still hasn't had a deal.
Me too.
I gotta say it's Xfinity's fault because MSG is everywhere else. So whose fault could it be? So if someone from Xfinity wants to call and tell me why it's the other guy's fault, I'm all ears. Contact me. But no, I want to watch my Rangers. I have to go get Fubo, which is another, I have to pay another cable company.
Right.
Which is $80, just almost, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I can't watch the Rangers any other way. And I just think Xfinity and MSG Network have to figure it out because people in Ocean County, New Jersey, want to watch the Rangers and Knicks, but mostly the Rangers.
Well, let's not make it Ocean County, okay, because I'm an Xfinity Comcast subscriber, too.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Xfinity.
I can't. You're touching on an incredible subject. This has been burning my
gears. You burned my grinding your gears.
For years. This is how many years now?
It's by three or four years. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Year. Yeah. Give me my Rangers.
We do not get MSG. So no. I get, I like the Knicks, too. The Rangers and the Knicks.
Right.
We don't get the Devils. So you don't get anything on MSG.
No, I don't lose Devils.
So I get no hockey whatsoever.
Right.
No Knicks. Except when they're on, even the ESPN.
Or TNT or whatever. Right.
It was on ESPN Plus last year, which I don't pay for.
Yeah, but
the
problem with that is I've done the ESPN Plus, but sometimes it says you're still blacked out. So it's I can't even do that. Give me a break, Xfinity.
But right, that's funny. You're great. This is a great subject, and I would love to hear people talk about this with us.
Mike, call in next week.
Really? What is the problem? It's kind of it's just been put aside.
Right, they don't even talk about it anymore. I don't know.
Right. I read all the TV columns in the paper, Front Office Sports, Phil Mushnick.
Right, me too.
And
me
all
too.
These guys, and nobody even talks about this.
Right. It's over
anymore.
Now. It's over now. You know what I mean? Just move on. But
how could it be over? You know how many subscribers Xfinity / Comcast is?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Great topic.
That's what grinds my gears.
Coffee Corner. Okay. We are going to get something going here with this. We're going to fight the fight, the rally.
We're on it.
Billy Graham. Decaf there, baby. That was Starburst, whatever it's called.
I think it's Starbucks, but I hear you.
Starburst, my grandson eats them all morning.
That's why he's dingers when he plays baseball. It's Starburst.
Starbucks, which I hate, by the way.
But Starburst, though, can maybe sponsor Logan.
Dunkin' Donuts guy. Okay, so do we have a sponsorship here at Dunkin' Donuts, please? We drink Dunkin' Donuts. But no, it's true. Yeah. Billy, you have any thoughts on that? Do you have a cable system down in, I don't want to say where, Billy, but you're down in South Jersey as well.
Yeah, we got a bunch of different choices. They got a lot of stuff that's kind of messed up because of all the streaming stuff. And they say if you buy this one, you get this. If you buy this one. So it's difficult for me. But as long as I get the sporting channels and get to see all the major sports, I'm okay. I was going to get YouTube to get all the NFL games.
Right.
So I'm just negotiating with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they want $800 or something like that.
I have a good friend of mine that has that YouTube package, and he's had it for years before it was switched over to YouTube. This is the first year, I think, with YouTube.
Yeah, I think so.
But he said it's been great, and, I'm a Red Zone guy. I love the Red Zone.
I love the Red Zone, too.
Right. But YouTube, you can just pick, right, Billy, and just pick any game you want to watch and watch.
Yeah, you can tape any game. Only bad thing about it is for Prime Television on Thursday nights, you can't tape the game.
And
that's the bad thing for me because sometimes I can't make it to the late hours. But
I know.
Depend on the next day. But I like YouTube thus far, and I think they're really doing a lot for the NFL. There's a a lot of NFL players who get to do podcasts, and they're on there also.
Okay, great, great. Okay, you bring up something interesting. That's two other points that you've got me going on here with about Thursday. Okay, it's this, and we talked about it before, and I'm going to harp on it forever, but I know it's the new reality. Amazon.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Prime. Because, right, especially right now this time of year with other games.
Right, you want to flip around. I know where you're going.
It takes to get to that streaming channel to Amazon, and it's free for us because my wife does so much shopping.
Prime, we're a Prime member, yes.
For free.
But no, to your point, like, if you want to, like, say you're watching Amazon Prime, the game, now you got the baseball game on channel 5, now you got to go out of the streaming thing to go to channel 5. And the
It takes forever
to get back up. It was the
Yankee Royal game Thursday night. That's a playoff game. But it was Niners Seattle. It was a good football game I wanted to watch.
You do realize, though, kids that are like in their 20s now, they're making fun of us right now. Saying, these old bastards, all you have to do is this, or this. But,
well, we're actually
those guys.
So that's funny because I have one friend that's even older, but the younger people, right? Actually, we're making fools of ourselves. Thank you. Because,
they're not listening.
Their laptop, they sit there with one game on the laptop.
Right.
They've got one game on the cable and one game on the phone.
Right. And we want the remote. We're like, come on.
And I'm sitting there with the remote. Thank you. Watching those dots.
Right,
the bumper. Come on, move. Come on, John Carlos coming up. Hurry up.
Come on.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, exactly.
But that's Thursday nights. It does drive me crazy.
The kids I'm talking about aren't listening, so it's okay.
Yeah, they're still sleeping, actually,
No,
they're Sunday.
They're watching something else on some app.
Yeah, they're going to at least they'll get us on the podcast. How's that,
Exactly.
But yes, that is a bit of an issue, no doubt about it, But since we're actually at NFL time here, we still have a few minutes left.
Oh, hold on, Jim. We got 28-10 Bears with 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Bears are winning. Okay, so actually not bad for the Bears.
No, it looks like they're going to win this one.
And so that's Khalib. He's starting to play pretty well, right?
But I'm not watching the game. I don't know, but...
No, I'm just saying the Bears are starting to pick up just, based on the fact that they got 28 points.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Four touchdowns. I never want to watch the Bears on national TV forever since Bobby Douglas.
Not even 85 when 85 Bears?
No, 85. No, 86 Giants. Forget that, But what about their opponent, the Jaguars?
Wow.
What
a disappointment this year,
Billy,
right?
What is going on with the Jaguars? I don't know if we lost Billy or not there. Billy, if Billy's there, or you would just talk about Jacksonville and saying,
yeah, no,
are
I think
they 0-4, 0-5.
Yeah, I believe they are. Did they ever win yet? I don't think they ever win yet, right?
I don't think they had. I don't think they got.
They're 1-4.
Oh, they did get the win last week.
Right. So, but yeah, I thought the Jaguars going to be much better this year, right?
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence,
right?
He's supposed to be going this way. He's kind of
$300 million he got, right? Whatever, and.
But like Dak Prescott, you got a little money. What happens? They get the wallet weighs them down. They can't play as good.
Oh boy! Not even go to that Cowboy stuff. Wait a minute!
Really? We got a big game today.
Well, right now, let's get to the 1 o'clock though.
All right.
First game, potentially, amazingly, could be a huge game today, guys. Is the Ravens and the Commanders?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that,
Jim? But this guy, Jaden Daniels. He's doing, He's doing like unbelievable, like stuff you haven't seen before.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
He has 1,000 passing yards, 300 rushing yards in 5-game stretch. No one's ever done that before in a 5-game stretch. So he's literally doing something that we've never seen before, and he's a rookie. Those stats I gave you the first time was the same. What I'm talking about is first time they ever do. He's doing it as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's just dead. I hate to praise Washington because they're our rival, but
right.
Jaden Daniels is the real deal.
I
thought C.J. Stroud had a great rookie year for last year for a rookie quarterback. Jaden Daniels is doing even better than that. It's crazy.
You're the Cowboy guy. I'm the Giants guy.
And we hate them.
But I have to admit, I kind of enjoy watching Daniels in the Commanders these games.
Right. I got to give credit where credit is due. And they're looking.
Right.
Now, Dan Quinn cannot stop
Kyle Shanahan run offense, so I'm not really worried about Dan Quinn being that great head coach. But they're doing a great job. I'm giving the credit where credit is due for now.
Dan's a Jersey guy. Give him a break. God's sakes.
That they did with Dallas. He couldn't adjust. Don't get me started on Dan Quinn.
Here we go. But anyway, that's a 1 o'clock game.
That'd be a great game. Should be.
Another one. What do you guys think of another 1 o'clock? The Saints and the Buccaneers. I think that's
the Saints are not. The Saints are starting a rookie quarterback. Oh. So that's why I think the Bucs are probably going to have the advantage over that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, if Carr was healthy, I thought it'd be a really good game. But now,
Carr's
hurt. Carr's out for a couple weeks.
Oh, he is out. Okay. All right, so that could change that. It is in New Orleans, though, so that's not too bad, you know. But there's not a lot of great games, though. I mean, you know, But then you do get to the 4 o'clock game, and there is a big one, Lions at Cowboys, right? Let's go both ends of the spectrum on that. Billy, what do you think?
Well, the Lions are coming here with something to prove, and I think the Cowboys have not done well at home. I think they're 0-3 the last 3 weeks. And the Lions I think they've got something to prove. They've got a great running game and a great secondary. So it should be a good game, but the Lions should prevail in Dallas.
You?
Listen, Lions. No, I'm not gonna. Lions are a very, very, very good team.
A very good team.
So, and yes, we're not very good at home this year, but we're undefeated on the road, which is kind of weird.
Right.
We have to get a win at home, and we have beaten Lions six times we played them.
Okay.
Last year, controversial with the penalty, which.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Great call.
Yeah.
But anywho, I'm not as confident as the Cowboys I have been in the years past.
Yeah, really? You sound a little down there, you.
You know what? They've been beating me down these years, Jim. I'm trying not to drink the Kool-Aid when they start winning these games. But if they win today, I might have to start drinking the Kool-Aid again. But anyway, I think we've pulled out. We'll figure a way to pull it out today with our offense.
Well, that's a great 4 o'clock game, though, so potentially, right?
Yeah, I think it'd probably be best ratings of the year, this 4 o'clock game.
And then it leads into our New York discussions. Then you've got Sunday Night Football, the Bengals at the New York, New Jersey Giants. What do you guys think? Do the Giants, Billy, we haven't talked since last week. The Giants played a great game last week in Seattle.
Well, they played a couple good games in a row. I've been surprised that Daniel Jones hasn't turned the ball over. And I've always thought, and Jim, you and I have talked about it, if a quarterback does not turn the ball over, you always have a chance to win. And the Giants have a chance to win. Cincinnati's defense gave up 41 points last week, so the Giants should be able to do something. They got this rookie running back named Tyrone Tracy who looks really good.
Yeah.
His acceleration in the hole is really going to help the running game and help Danny Jones' play-action pass.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an interesting game. We're not sure about the Bengals, right?
No.
Like Billy just said, they gave up the 41. They've been up and down so far. They have the talent.
You know, I thought they would be a lot better than this.
Yeah.
The offense is still doing pretty good,
yeah.
Especially with Chase and Burrows and whatnot. But, the defense has really been a disappointment this year for the Bengals.
And you hate to say it, but the Giants, you know, I don't like to go on that, primetime records and all that. But the Giants are abysmal in prime time. They really have a bad record on Sunday and Monday Night Football. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting, too. And we have it. We could have spent another hour on the other New York team this week, but we've had Steve Sciarippa. We've had a very busy schedule. How about the Jetsies? And they're playing the Bills Monday night. That's a good game. But what? Real quick, we only have a minute. What did you guys think about Salah? Billy, Salah getting canned?
I hate to see anybody lose their job, but he deserved to because the only reason he kept it was because Aaron Rodgers was here and he got another extension because Aaron was hurt last year. But he really hasn't done a good job as a head coach.
No, I agree. I thought that was a weak link for the Jets. And I think Salah might be a good defense coordinator. He's one of them guys that good coordinator and not so much a head coach.
Right.
And that's why I said I thought the Jets had their weak link might have been the head coach.
Right.
And I think Rodgers always starts off slow, though. I think Rodgers will right himself maybe, I don't know about this week, but I think the Jets will be fine going forward.
He's 40 years old. It's not that easy to do what he did and come back.
I hear you. But
right, he's a different player, you know. Salah was a coach for the Niners, right?
Before defense coordinator, I think, for the Niners.
Right. So, I know, you're right about that. They're not all good head coaches, you know?
No. You know,
it's funny. Then that guy, the temporary defensive coordinator that took over,
yeah,
that's the first thing he did. He benched, I'm using the term bench Hackett, offensive coordinator.
And that's my reason for when people say that Rodgers got him fired.
Yeah.
I don't think he did because they fired his favorite Hackett was Rodgers' guy.
Yeah.
You know, so
I know we could go. There's so much to talk about there, so it'll be an interesting. And they're playing the Buffalo Bills on Monday night.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to end the week, and that's a great way to end our show because we're running out of time.
Exactly.
But listen, we want to. We've only got a couple of seconds left. We want to thank Steve Shirippa once again. Blue Bloods is on Friday nights at 10 o'clock on CBS. They got 8 shows left starting next week, starring Willie Boy.
Yeah, Willie.
Steve Shirippa. But he was great, man. He was so great.
He was awesome. No.
And Yankees, Mets, what a week of sports coming up, man. We can't wait. So.
Absolutely.